Welcome to the Blessings of Christ on the 12th day of June, 2022. We are so happy to see all of these names on our list and those of you who wish to speak. So we're going to get right to it. Sorry that I was just a little bit late, but there were some technical problems going on and they had to be satisfied before we could actually be on our call. Okay. Nancy, would you open the line to our first caller?
Oh, hi, Glenda. It's Elizabeth in New York.
Hello, Elizabeth.
Wanted to give my heartfelt grateful feeling for all that you have done and Yeshua and this community. We've had my friend Lynn Amon on the prayer for this for about 2 or 3 weeks, and yesterday everything came to fruition. It was a really harrowing time for her, and she was staying with me, but she arrived safely in the UK yesterday, and everything worked out, and I'm beside myself with gratitude, because this was a really rough time for her, and the prayers work, and I couldn't have got through it without the help of Yeshua and your community and being on this call every Sunday. It means the world, and gratitude to everybody who's listening for your prayers for my friend, because she made it to England and she's safe and everything is okay. It's wonderful.
Awesome. That is so good to hear. Thank you for sharing. And you know, we especially love to hear gratitude for miracles that have been performed, because so many miracles are happening all the time, and so often we don't even see them. And if we see them, we say, wow, I was lucky.
Right.
No, my dear friend.
No, it's prayers. This wasn't luck. This was a miracle of miracles. This was
absolutely
a miracle, because she was in deep trouble, and of course we got it. It's wonderful. And Glenda, could I just ask for a prayer for myself, for Yeshua, to just, this really took a lot out of me, and I'm feeling just emotionally, mentally, and physically depleted a little bit. I just need to build myself back up again. So could I ask for just a prayer for myself for today to help me get back on,
Absolutely.
Up and running physically mainly. It's mainly physically. I'm very tired.
And also give yourself permission to just recover, because
right.
It can happen to anyone. I'll give you a little parable.
Yes,
Yeshua loves to teach in parables. And this was a very real thing. Once upon a time, long, long ago, I owned 8 beautiful acres in the Texas Hill Country, just outside of Austin, and that's when land just outside of Austin was still affordable. On that land were 2 spring-fed creeks with 2 flourishing waterfalls on it. How blessed I was to have that at that time. But there was a time every summer when they would almost go dry for the lack of rain. But they never did totally. There was always a little trickle coming out of the spring. They never got totally dry. Now, one year, it was a serious drought, and some of the springs never came back. And we were also told by the Fish and Wildlife Department that part of it was because there was so much building occurring in that area that they were tapping into the aquifers with their wells. And he said sometimes a spring can actually go dead because the water level falls below where it taps into the aquifer. Now, that's an important analogy, because this can happen to us as we go through life. And I am a firm believer that a lot of our ailments have occurred because we allowed the life springs of our life to go unsupported for too long, and the spring dried up. And then we wondered, what happened to us? So in my mind, it's a major danger signal when you've let the spring, when you've allowed the spring to be depleted from the aquifer. This happens with our life, not just in water, in the ground, but it happens because the aquifers fill in the different levels of the ground, and they can be used up. And our planet is in dire, severe need for replenishment of its aquifers. I don't know if it ever will, actually, because once the water is no longer flowing through these lines, soil can collapse down on it, and it never makes it back through. So if you feel this is happening, stop right where you are and consider it an emergency, because you do not want to lose the wellsprings of life that were built into your body, heart, and soul. Some people have become so discouraged in this world. It's really hard to bring them back to faith. And it's quite a miracle that they have retained their faith. But they retained their faith because they didn't allow the aquifers of their spirit to dry up. And I know I'm using earth analogies, but they apply on all levels of reality. I was recently reading an article about someone really asking and praying for resuscitation of her little dog that had gone through a period of time of starvation. And the healer that responded was just brilliant, a holistic healer. And she said, when animals or people have fallen into a prolonged state of starvation, you have to feed them very, very slowly and feed them primarily with liquid that is, blended with foods that can be absorbed on a liquid level, because you've got to recreate the absorption capacity of the dog. As you went on to say, people have actually died because others tried to give them solid food when they could not absorb it. Now, this analogy, this parable I'm giving you, is more important than you might think, because you may wonder, well, why am I not receiving the miracles some people are getting? You're being primed for them, my friends. You're being primed for them. You might have, where you need the nourishment, might have dropped below the aquifer that would have been feeding you to recover from that situation, that hardship, that complaint, that starvation that you've been in, whether it's spiritual, mental, or physical. And so you have to, you literally have to drip feed yourself until your body, your heart, your soul can absorb it again. So, Elizabeth, I'm really sounding the alarm to you. Make this a priority, okay? I am having to do that myself, because after 3 years of putting everything and everyone else above myself, I have entered a critical phase where certain treatments are not working, and I've had to come and realize that I've got to do my part in making myself accessible to the healing. So this is a message to everybody, and especially to you, Elizabeth, because you express an awareness of it, and it's great. It's a good sign you're aware. The fact that you're
aware. Oh, yes, I'm aware.
Says you're going to miss it. But there are a lot of people that are not aware of it, and what they've done is they've just shut down their receptivity. And they said, no, there's no one here to help me. There's nothing that can help me. You know, I'll do my time in prison here, and then I'll be gone. I mean, literally, they're saying that to themselves. And we've got to understand with compassion that people need to be refurnished with the ability to receive. It's a very big deal. So thank you for asking, because it gave me a chance to say something that's very needed.
Well, thank you very much, Glenda. You were right on the money, absolutely. And I've known this. This emergency came up out of the blue, and I had to help a friend, but I have to stop now and just not take on any more and just replenish everything within myself. And being on this call today is so wonderful. It's so wonderful, and I felt so supported, and I can't thank you enough, and thank you for what you just said. It was absolutely heard by me, and I know what I have to do. Thank you, Glenda, very much.
You're very welcome. Very welcome, and God bless you, as He will. Well, Nancy, who's next?
I just want to say thank you too, Glenda, because I think that's something that everybody really needed to hear, because I think, you know, when we fill ourselves up, it's the, you know, God is calling us back to Him, you know, in us, is calling us out, and then it flows out to everybody else who needs it. So it's hard for grandmas and moms to do that. So that was a good reminder to me. Thank you.
It really is. And, you know, after 2 years of being under various levels of stress and quarantine, I think it's something we all need to hear, because we're reluctant to open ourselves up. We've got ourselves not just behind a mask on our face, but behind a mask in our lives. And you can't receive it or read that way.
Right. Well, thank you. Let's see. We have got the next caller is Stormy. You're open.
Hello, Stormy.
Yeah, this is in direct relation to what I want to speak about. Friday, I got my blood work back, and all of a sudden, I have an extremely high marker for cancer in my blood work. And all I could think of was, I am grateful, and I give gratitude for all the ways I've been able to help people. And then I see a movie called The Chosen about Jesus, and I see how He is healing Mary of the demons that were with her in this movie. And I am remembered that the woman who played the part looks like a 14-year-old girl that I'm sitting in the house, and she says to me, "Stormy, make them go away." And I make them go away because I am an instrument that God uses. And I thought to ask June, what does my angel light look like right now? And it's rather dim. And this is just a thought that I was doing. And I realized my angel light isn't so bright right now because I have brought that into my physical light. Henceforth, replenishing that which I need to replenish, because I am who I am. I get to do these beautiful things and see a movie that describes what I have done for many people in many cases, music, whether I'm healing. And so I just wanted to share that with you. I have no discomfort about this news. I only have gratitude for all the service that I have given already. That's all I can think about, Glenda.
Well, you will be paid back in multifold. And you will be taken care of, Stormy. So we hold you in our hearts and give you special blessings. And I don't see your light dimmed at all. I don't. It may be moving to a different place, and you may need to relocate with it. This can happen during the course of a lifetime for all of us, that not only do we change physical residences in life, but our the aura of our spiritual life moves to a different place where we need to focus, where we need to go to receive what's been prepared for us. You see, everybody, all of our blessings have already been given. They've already been given, but we're not connecting with them. That's the thing. And that refers back to what I said before about when you have received all the blessings you can receive from a particular place, you may feel a little like Stormy does, where you're grateful for everything, but you're not seeing that light open up. That just means you got to take a look at where you go to receive the next level of blessings. And sometimes it can be challenging, but I know you'll face it with a lot of courage and enthusiasm, Stormy, because you always do.
Yes, and I have a wellspring of energy for healing for others that as soon as I use it, it is replaced immediately. It is constant. It is everlasting. And that is the light that I'm talking about of my angelic realm that I am imbuing into my physical realm right now for mm-hmm. my immediate need.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay,
well, you know
thanks.
Exactly what to do, but we hold you in the light of God for
beautiful.
All that heaven can provide.
Thank you, Stormy.
And may the light that you be and all of us be continue to shine together on this call. Blessings for us all.
Amen.
Yes. Thank you, Stormy. I feel all of us sort of holding hands and wrapping around the whole earth. This whole community, mm-hmm. just, you know, imbuing it with love and
me
light.
Too.
Thank you. So now we have Eva, your line is open. Welcome and happy Sunday.
Thank you. Thank you. I would like to ask a blessing for, I have a nephew whose son just lost his wife, and she was only 38, and she died beginning of last week, and has two little children. So the woman that passed away is Janine, and her husband is Jerry. And so they're concerned particularly about the little boy who's 8, and he keeps asking, who's going to be my next mother? And, I sent back to them a note that, well, I'm sure that they have a big family, and I know that the children will get love, but of course that's not like a mother. And for Janine and Janine who passed on, and her husband was Jerry, and the boy, they have a boy and a girl, and I don't know their names, but the whole family can certainly use blessings, and
of course,
for them.
No, I feel,
and then of course
I feel them in my heart right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness. I'm so sorry to hear that. But
she had an
autoimmune disease. And we know that they will be well loved in their life, and it's just a step forward.
Yeah, yeah. There was an autoimmune disease, and they did a bone marrow transplant, I think, but it didn't take, and they were, of course, expecting that it would. And, when it didn't, of course.
What took her life?
She had an autoimmune disease that apparently she had from, I don't know if it was from childhood, but my niece who told me said that her sister died at 18. So I don't know if that was the same thing or not. They don't live close to, they're in North Carolina, so I don't really get to see them.
Uh-huh.
So I'm not sure of of all the details, but yeah. And then I would like also blessings for myself. I still have on Friday I couldn't do my therapy because my blood pressure was too high, and I'm still struggling with that, and I get very shaky and don't feel good most of the time. So I could kind of relate to what you were saying. I think. There is a problem here because of a lot of stress in the last number of years. especially the last year with all the illness. So I'm trying to get back, you know, to where I want to be, but I seem to be struggling with it and don't quite know how to do it. So I need help.
Well, you may just need to put a blanket of love around yourself and allow yourself to be in that blanket of love without any pressure, without any sense of guilt for, I didn't do this, I can't do that. There comes a time in our life when we all have to say that for at least a short period so that we can actually recover our supply of life energy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I have been going through that for quite some time, so I can tell you I know exactly what it's like. And I have to forgive myself and not feel impatient or judgmental that I haven't done more promotions or more of this or that, whatever needs to be done, because I just cannot find the time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But it will... You take care of yourself, okay? Take care of yourself.
I'm trying. It's just that I don't know.
Good.
I just don't know how. I don't really.
Well, you don't have to know how. Just don't let the pressures come in and take you away from you.
Yeah. It's just that with my body not feeling well.
Yes.
It's, I would like to find some way to make it better. And can't seem to find a way, and the doctors can't seem to find a way either. So that's disturbing. So hopefully it'll pass before too long. And thank you for the blessings.
Okay. God bless you. God bless you in all your ways and all you do.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We love you, Eva.
We do.
Hello.
Aria, you're on.
Hi.
Hi, Aria.
Hi. Hi, everyone. I have great compassion for everyone that spoke so far. I feel like I'm going through similar issues. I think Stormy has the best attitude. I'm not sleeping very well, so I'm sleeping like 3 to 5 hours a night because of pain and this and that, so I wake up and I'm up. I'm asking for the recovery and my well springs to be filled again, and also like the flow of love and light from our Creator to come in for all of us on the call. Because this call has had me in tears, you know, so that we can feel it through our crown and coming in so we can be happy.
That's a great image. Just hold that for the blessing. Let's share.
Yes, I will. And also for my little dog, Jamie, who has trachea collapse. He's about 11, and he's a little white Bichon mix. So he's struggling because he goes into like coughing seizures. And then for Stona and what Glenda was saying, you know, the Southwest is in a drought. So for steady rain, we're coming up for our monsoon season here. And for steady rain.
My favorite season in Sedona.
Uh-huh.
I love the monsoon season.
Me too.
Oh, nature just woke up during that time. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And, you know, it's so dry and windy here that it's like, you know, I can taste it, I visualize it, and I'm just imagining that it's raining.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's just beautiful because of the sagebrush that gets moistened, and then you smell sage in the air.
Mm-hmm.
I will never forget the beautiful fragrance there.
Oh, Well, I hope you come back and visit one day. Yeah.
Oh, I want to. I want to. It just hasn't. It hasn't been on my destiny path in the recent past, but before it's all over, I'll be back.
Oh, good. Well, thank you. I love you, and I love this community. I'm so happy to be part of it.
Love you too, Aria, and love every time you speak up.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, God bless you. And
thank you.
Nancy?
Thank you. Yes.
Welcome our next caller.
Yes, I can. We have Jeannie. Your line is open.
Hello, Nancy. Thank you. Hi, Glenda.
Hello. Hello, Jeannie.
Hi, and hello to the whole beautiful community. So, Glenda, there are just a couple of thoughts that kept coming to me, and I kept taking myself off the queue. But, you know, I asked Yeshua if this is, you know, would be helpful. You just get on the line. So the first thing I wanted to give deep, deep thanks for is tremendous healing in my relationship with my sister, who I've always loved so much, my big sister, and my niece. There is my family of two, and I just spent 9 days with them up in Port Townsend, Washington. And I was in prayer with a girlfriend of mine, you know, who we turned it over to Yeshua, to God, and the Holy Spirit. And it was a miracle of love the entire time I was there. The kindness that they extended, when certain things used to be sort of points of annoyance, you know, say with my sister or my niece, it's just the way I am. Whenever that would happen, it would just diffuse. I just put it in the hands of love and God. And so first of all, I just want to say that this was a miracle. It absolutely, and I'm very, very grateful for that. Then the second thing I wanted to say that keeps coming to me is that thank you to the people who called in, and Liz specifically, this really reminded me of something that helped me very, very much. And that is when I feel alone is when I get stressed out. When I think I have to take care of the environment and all of my friends and all the people on the street who come up to me to talk. And when we love so deeply, it just is all it takes, you know, is looking someone in the eyes and understanding we are all with God always. And we are not our bodies, but we are here to extend that love through our bodies, of course. And we're not here to suffer. I just wanted to say that because I think that when we care so deeply, as our community does and as I do, I'm constantly remembering I will be vigilant only for God and His kingdom. I'm not going to put my attention, I will do everything necessary to help the environment and to help others. But what you talked about, Glenda, about every day filling the well, every morning, every night before we go to sleep, to give it all to God and to Yeshua, of course, since it's not our strength alone, but our strength joined with God and the love of God within
us.
And
that's
so
right.
I just wanted to share that for these beautiful friends who are like me, sometimes get stressed out because there's so much that we care about. And so
Right.
May we focus on at all times on God and His kingdom and the expression
that's
of
that's right.
And let it multiply a millionfold.
Thank you. Thank you, Jeannie. That's exactly correct. And let's use him as a model again. I don't think anyone would dispute the assertion that he came here for love and only for love and is the most compassionate soul that has ever walked upon this earth.
Yeah.
But even with him, there were times when the world was just a little too much.
Yeah.
And he went to the desert. And he went there not just overnight. He went there long enough to really shed the layers of worldly tarnish off of himself to reestablish one-on-one his union with his Father, to be here and not be of the world. So we have to remember that being of the world will not help anyone.
Yep.
Much as we are compassionate, we think that being there and being in the shoes of everybody, talking to them at their level of frustration, is going to help them. It will not. It will not. Every wise person who's ever walked on this earth, who's ever shared their compassion and their fulfillment in God, will tell you, has told you, you cannot solve a problem on the level on which it is giving evidence that it exists.
Yeah.
And this refers back, again, in a different way, to the first teaching I offered you about the aquifers, because we only notice drought when aquifers at a different level have dried up. And you're not going to cure a drought by watering your lawn. You're not. And we think if we can just water our lawn or do the same for other people, it's going to clear up the situation. But sometimes we need to retreat so that we can be given clear perception of exactly where the aquifer has gone dry, exactly where a funnel can be opened up into it from, sheddings of water from the hills or supplies that no one ever thought about before.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to disconnect at times. And this is where your compassion can actually get in the way. So you need to be careful about that. Even Yeshua knew that. So if he took that precaution, how much more do we need to take that precaution?
Yeah.
Because you cannot go below the dry out point. You're not going to help anyone if you do.
Thank you, Glenda.
So don't feel guilty that sometimes you need to just pull away. Clear the weeds out of your garden, you know, and sit there and have a cool drink of iced tea. And don't feel bad that someone somewhere else on the earth doesn't have that same glass of iced tea. You've got to have it in order to replenish yourself, in order to do the service work you came to do.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Yeah, can I add something,
They're in that condition because they fell below the aquifer. And that's why it's so hard for them to recover. You know, and people who are insanely incompassionate will say, well, go get a job. These people can't work. They don't have the energy to work. They don't have the understanding of even how to do it, where to do it. They have fallen below the aquifer. That's what we need to understand. When a person has fallen below the aquifer, there's no water in the spring. There isn't any water in the spring. And I think this adds special, special importance to Yeshua's message to the woman at the well, because she was sitting there ready to drop her bucket into the well and drop some water. And he said, I can give you water that will never run dry.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
And what is that water? Well, ultimately that water is faith.
Yes.
And I want to take this opportunity to say something to build on this lesson, because it's something we need to hear, and probably very few people ever think about this. We think that faith is our burden to cultivate. Well, I don't really know what I'm doing, how I'll get there, whether I'll get any help, but I'm just going to have faith. I'm going to hang in, hold tight, and I know I'll get there. Yeshua said, it's my faith that will make me whole. Well, that's all true. But
I want to put a mirror to that. Because the real faith that will bring, that will connect you and fill the aquifer is the fact that our Father has endless faith in us. I want you to think about that for a minute. We are small, vulnerable, mortal, little creatures down here on earth. How do we hope to change existence? Well, that's actually what Lucifer said to God when God created. He said, you created those frail little things to be your children? And God said, but I have faith in them. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Yeah.
It's his faith in you that fills the aquifer for your faith in yourself and in life and in the resolution of problems. Just remember, God has faith in you.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
That's beautiful, Glenda.
Thank you. Thank you, Glenda.
Well, thanks for prompting it. It's something I think about frequently, but there aren't always opportunities to bring up all the things I think about frequently. So thank you.
Oh, I thank God for you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Bye, God bless you. Okay.
Glenda, something came to me as well just about everybody says there's this common theme and this desire and this need to be filled with God. And sometimes for me it's just the little things. You know, I feel like everything in God's creation has the right to participate to sort of help with healing. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's listening to some beautiful music, you know, and just giving you that time or, you know, like being in nature like you often talk about or petting the kitty, you know. So I sometimes think about the little things that really help fill that aquifer, and God gives those things to us all the time. And you know, he did say, strive first for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you. And, you know, and then you have the experience of the birds coming and feeding you, you know. So
exactly.
It's really quite beautiful.
Thank you.
We have, let's see, it is Wayne. Wayne, you're on the line.
Aloha, everybody.
Aloha, Wayne.
What a warm community. What a perfect message, Glenda. Thank you, as always. Yeah, I'm still dealing with this thing, I'll call it, in my lungs, as you can hear in my voice, that is on its way out. But I think a little push from Yeshua and the community might help me so I can sing again for the Lord.
Good. Well, you've got to get well in time for our blessing seminar.
Oh yeah, I'll be well in a couple of days. I'm not used to being inconvenienced by not having my energy. It's not norm for me. So
I know.
It's just crazy, and I'm hearing everybody, you know, about their challenges, and I'm blessing all of you. You know, everything that has been said is so profound. Glenda, you just are always on point, and I just love that so much.
Thanks, Wayne. Well, I think what's worrying so much of us is we are below, well, not all of us, but so many people are a little below their normal energy level and wondering, well, have I just lost energy? Am I losing my hold and my function in life? What's happened to me? Well, I want you to know nothing. Nothing has happened to you. You have fallen a little below your supply level because of extreme stress that so many people have been through for at least 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I drove all the way across North America from Miami to Alaska and back to Vancouver and up to Edmonton through the pandemic and never got touched by it. You know, I just felt invincible. you know, but this last winter, it sort of stung me, and I was like, what is this? And I wasn't even traveling.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, like you said about the faith thing, you know, I've been reading your book, and, you know, you ask him about that, you know, and he says, you ask him why all the challenges, you know, and he says, well, you know, things would be, you know, just too easy if there were no challenges. How would you forge faith and expand consciousness without the challenges, you know? And I get that, you know, it's like we're all in that canoe together. We're, you know, just, but what you just said about faith as well, how he has faith in us and gives us the strength to have faith in life.
He has faith in us.
I love that. Yeah, it's true. Yeah, and my experience of being here the very few times in my life, I've been, you know, without my energy to help others, it always comes back as long as I do the right thing. Excuse me. So, yeah, and I never felt more connected to this community as when I am feeling so vulnerable as I am now. Because I'm usually working on Sunday, but not today.
Well, you know, this is a safe place. This is a safe place. Yeah. Everybody here wants you to be connected with your Creator, wants you to receive all the blessings, and brings no judgment, no impatience, no requirements, no conditions you have to comply with. They just worry.
Yeah.
That's it. It's safe.
Yeah.
Totally safe. I'm going to bring up one little anecdote from today that goes back to something I said, I think it was a couple of Sundays ago. Sometimes you just have to break the rules, because we were not created to live in a straitjacket. And sure, there are some crimes we just don't commit, period. Some things are just off the pages to even think about, even consider. But that doesn't mean all the little tiny micro issues that people put on you, like you shouldn't eat this, you shouldn't drink that. You know, we give some of these rules way, way too much importance. Because really, what we need to do is live in a state of good sense with ourselves, with our body, each other, to where we're actually able to enjoy life. Because if you take the enjoyment out of life, you've taken one of the great healing forces from life. One of the things I really so much appreciated what Stormy had to say was about gratitude. When we can no longer express our gratitude, you've removed a great healing force from your life. When we can no longer be in a state of innocence, not judging ourselves or judging others, we've removed a great healing force from our life. And these last 2 years have put a lot of strain on us. A lot of, you can't do this, you can't go, you can't be this, you can't work here. And, you know, I think we need to lighten up a little bit. I had a really lovely, wonderful opportunity to break a hard, fast rule of mine. I do not eat sugar. Well, you can't avoid a little bit because you'll pick it up in different things. And if it's natural, like fruit, of course I do. But I don't eat sugar added to food, let's put it that way. But I had to go pick up some things in Walmart, some things, household things that we needed. And so I went this morning, and they have a bake. This was just one of the Walmart marketplaces, the smaller ones, not the huge monster stores, but a neighborhood store. And they had a nice little bakery there, and I walked past. something I usually walk really fast because normally I have judgments against it, and those are the donuts. I mean, I really, really wonder why people eat so doggone many donuts when the level of diabetes is so high in this country. But there was one little shelf of donuts that got my attention because it was a kind of donut I have never seen except that my father made when I was a little girl. My father was a trained chef and a brilliant chef. He had to stop for reasons I won't go into in this call. But anyway, as a young man, he was a chef, and his pastries were out of this world. And he had an interesting way of making pastries that were more dominant in protein than they were carbs. And that was long before the keto
age. Wow.
He made these incredible donuts that were made out of an egg batter, and they were scooped out of a pastry funnel into hot water, not hot water, I mean hot grease, like you would fry a regular donut. They were squeezed out of a pastry funnel into a circle, and they flipped up, and it was egg batter that he made them from. And then he just lightly dusted them with powdered sugar. So they were not super sweet. And they were just, I've never tasted another donut like that ever in my life. And I walked by and I said, oh my goodness, those are my dad's donuts. Somebody is making them. So I bought a couple of donuts and I ate them. And it was like I was sitting there on the back porch with my daddy. It was the greatest feeling. They put way too much sugar on them. You know, that's the way things are today. But it was the same egg batter.
Sure.
You know, if I hadn't been willing to break a rule, I couldn't have had that experience. So sometimes we need to just share something with a friend. Let's just say we've got a friend who's really in a lot of trouble emotionally, psychologically, spiritually. Yeah. We're trying to help them, and we're sitting on the back porch, and they go get a Coke, which is something I would never drink, never. But they brought an extra one on ice, and it was hot, and they brought a straw for me, you know, and I just sipped a little with them to be with
sure.
my friend. You know,
yeah.
that's what I'm saying about sometimes you just have to break a few little rules to bring the joy back to your life. And actually,
yeah.
I remembered the time, you know, when I was sipping that Coke on the back porch with my friend, I remember the time when I was a teenager and I didn't know there was anything wrong with Coke. I didn't.
Right.
I mean, everybody drank it. You know, and we'd go to Dairy Queen. I don't know that you have those outside of Texas, but they're, you know, a fast food place. And on the crushed ice, and they put a cherry in it, you know, and it was Coke on ice with a cherry in it. And us girls from high school, we'd sit around and, you know, we'd be talking about the boys and telling jokes and drinking our Coke. And I just got back all those gracious, lovely little memories. So I just want to encourage you, live the best life you can according to the highest guidelines you can have. But sometimes you just have to enjoy life. You just have to step outside the rigid rules, put your feet on the ground, walk in green grass, and feel the sun on your face.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to.
And that's a conscious decision to do that out of, like you said, the habits that we normally find ourselves in. So thank you for that inspiration.
Well, actually, you know, Wayne, we can even cultivate an induced fear into our body with too many of these rigid rules.
Oh.
Okay? We can't.
Now
I can promise you I'm not going to go to a donut shop ever in my life. I may not ever eat even another one of those little donuts. But it was great to re-experience something I shared with my dad. It was great.
Right.
And we can actually induce fear. I don't think, I really do not think Yeshua would reject a donut if somebody offered it to him. I don't think he would say, oh, no, I'm too good to eat that. I don't believe it for a minute.
Glenda, there's your next painting.
Really, you know, we've got to be mindful of all the little areas of fear we've put into our body and into our life. Because actually there's been a huge fear campaign going on globally.
Yeah.
I'm not going to draw a lot of other judgments about it, but I can smell fear like a dog can smell a bone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow.
And there is a huge fear campaign going on that's manifesting in different ways, and it keeps changing because people catch on, and then I'm not going there, so it'll come back in a different way. Be careful of all the fear you may have put in your life, and you may just have to break a few rules to get rid of that fear.
Right on. Wow, that's a great teaching. Wow. Well, you know, I really look forward to being in the same room with you again. It's been 19 years since the very first seminar where we graduated.
I know.
19 years.
I know. Wow. Oh my gosh, it's hard to believe. Yeah, we're here for the we're here forever, Wayne. You know, whether in body or in spirit, we're here forever. And so this is our family, our community, and I just can't wait to be with you. Okay, well, Nancy.
Yes.
You better put somebody else on the call, because Wayne and I could go on and on.
Love you, Glenda. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Eric Kim, your line is open. Welcome.
Hi, thank you. Hello, everyone, and I just wanted to tag along on that. This has been so helpful today. And just ask for a blessing for, can we do something like a dissipation of fear and collective consciousness? There's a blessing to address the fear thing, because I think that's so strong everywhere.
Absolutely, we can. That is a great request.
Yeah, macro and microcosm is just so prevalent. You know, it's just huge.
Oh, yeah.
And and the other thing, too, is just like, maybe another blessing for just the entire community for the restoration of wholeness and wellness and health and well-being, because it sounds like so many of us have similar types of things about replenishment going on right now. So I'd just like to put those for everybody. And then for our dog, Dakota, we gave him a haircut yesterday and inadvertently discovered that when we switched him to a new diet, like a raw food diet back in February, we think we've been underfeeding him, and he was looking so thin, we were getting really concerned about him, and his behavior was different. So just a real good blessing for his restoration and renewal and stuff would be really helpful.
Oh, okay, good. I love that dog. I've never met him, but I could feel his sweet, sweet personality.
Oh, he is a sweetie too.
I feel that.
And my husband, I and my mom too, just to continue our healing. And we are thankful it's coming along. Just some like cleanup on the healing thing and the replenishment. So thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
You're so welcome. Thank you, Tarkin.
And thank you. I would like to ask for a blessing for my sister, Cindy. Today is her birthday, and my brother. Today is his birthday. My parents, my mom had 13 children in 15 years, and the first two were literally born a year apart. And so today's their birthdays. And so I just want to send love and blessings to Cindy and Bobby, my two siblings, one in Florida, one in Connecticut. So thank you.
Okay. Well, happy birthday, guys.
You bet.
We had Carolyn on the line at one point. Did she disappear?
Yes, I don't see anyone else other than Tara Kim. Let me see if I can push that. Let's see if there's a... Nope,
okay.
There's no one there now.
Okay, well, Carolyn must have given up on us or got her blessing request answered by someone else. You know, I think a lot of us are asking for the same thing. And everyone in our community is such a giver, such a light worker, such a healing spirit in this world with all that we've been going through. You've been tapped out, you know, so don't think it's you. And that's why I really, really felt a calling to speak about the aquifers and how we can let them drop below our level to produce our capacity for being the way we want to be. Because, you know, we started with Stormy. He sees his strength as a giver, a healer, someone who's here for other people. Well, yeah, but we got to get up to the level where there's that light and that power is full flowing again. And I think we're all on the same page on that. So let's focus on that in our blessing, as well as the dissipation of fear and to embrace a freedom of spirit in this world, to explore new options. The fact is, whether we like it or not, whether we're ready or not, change is happening. And change works best with a spirit of freedom and a spirit of exploration instead of dread and worry about, well, what will the changes bring? The changes will bring what we create. The changes will bring what we expect. The changes will bring what we attract. So let's be in that positive spirit of expectation, joy, creation, and development of spirit in a new place, because not only may we move to new places physically, we may move into new places spiritually, emotionally. We may find we're loving things we didn't tolerate before. We may find we're kind of done with things we thought were the greatest thing on earth long ago. So we're moving into a new phase of our life. And let's embrace it with hope and expectation for the very best. Because I don't know of anything that can deplete us of energy more than resistance. Resistance is a little bit like isometric exercise. And actually, it's a very good way. It's a very good way to build strength, isometric exercise. Once read an article about how most of these prize bulls at a stock show got all of those muscles being kept up in a pen. It's because they're always pushing against something. They cultivate those extreme muscles with isometric exercise. There are a lot of bodybuilders that use that because they know the power of isometric exercise. Well, let me tell you, if isometric exercise can produce muscles like that, a whole lot of energy is being exerted, a whole lot of energy. And that's the same kind of energy you're exerting by resisting the various conditions in life. This is something we've got to spot and correct. Okay, is it worth resisting this? What am I going to accomplish if I resist this? Wouldn't it be better just to put my attention on the things I want instead of constantly focusing on the things I don't want? You know, changes are going to happen in life. I can't stop that from happening, but I can sure funnel into my life the things I want. So let's take that point of view and allow ourselves that flexibility and that potential for recovery, which comes with the positive attitude, the plus-plus attitude, plus-plus on everything. Okay, well, let's just relax. We've gone way past our time, and I want to apologize for that in a way, but
important things needed to be said. So I haven't been able to offer a webinar in a long time, so this is turning into my miniature webinars on Sunday, I think. Yeshua has things to say, and I have ways of following up. But now it's time to just open your minds, flow everything out, let yourself just be a blank slate. Shake out your legs, your arms, wiggle your back to the best you can, and move your neck left to right, shake out your arms. That's the way to go. Your hands, just loosen up everything so energy can flow into and through your body. We build up all kinds of blockages through stress and isometric tension. Let's go with that. If you've ever had a good massage or given a good massage, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So let spirit do that to you now. All right. Now I want you to take a deep, deep, deep breath. Deep inhale and hold it to the count of four. Your four, not mine. Okay, and then release slowly to the count of four. Pause to the count of four. Inhale to the count of four. Hold it. Absorb it. Take it into your body, heart, and soul. And now release it to the count of four. And pause to the count of four. This little ritual will do wonders to put you back into a positive command control of your body and your accessibility to life, your ability to inflow blessings and nourishment. I highly recommend it to you. Just a few times a day. Doesn't require any other pose, doing anything else other than just relaxing. And then going through. The count of four. Breath. Okay. You continue. I will say my prayer to Yeshua. And then the blessing givers will join me in conducting his blessing of love, the energy of the Holy Spirit, and enveloping us in the grace of our Heavenly Father. Dear Yeshua, beloved Son of God, brother, that we revere as our model of life, our knowledge and our certainty that we can be so much more than we ever thought we could be. We thank you that you are with us always and available for us to call, holding our hand and walking with us whenever we put our thoughts upon you, whenever we speak to you. We pray that you would open our ears that we may listen. We pray that you open our hearts that we may receive your love. We pray that you open our lives that we may shed all of our defenses and all the armor we put around ourselves in hopes that we would be protected by armor when our only protection is love. Our only strength is God. We ask that you unite us with the energy of the Holy Spirit, that we may be replenished and empowered, made invulnerable to whatever spirits of fear may come at us, that we may say, "Get behind me, fear, for I am love." We ask to be reunited as a child to our Father, with our Creator, to know the presence of love as grace. And then above all these things, we ask that whatever we receive may be mirrored and shared by replication and exemplary distribution to all of humankind, that we may receive for everyone what they don't even think to ask for, that we may receive and make whole that which they don't know is possible, that we may be nourished, that they may find food, that we may be replenished with our hope and our charity, that they may find faith, that we may know and fully realize the faith that our Heavenly Father, our Creator, has always had in us, that we may live up to that faith, not by our doing or by our work, but by our receiving, by the love that we are, that we shall simply be a child of God. We ask all of these things in your precious and holy name. Amen. Blessing givers, let us begin.
Amen. Amen and amen. Your blessing has been given. Now, you need to finish receiving. So go and rest for at least 7 minutes. And don't think. Just be a blank slate. And it's totally okay to fall asleep. It's not okay to think. Just receive. And let come what will. Without expectation. Without cultivation. Only with receiving. God bless you. And we'll be together again very soon. I hope you'll join us next week. We love having you. So bye-bye for now.